What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Capping with the Crew podcast.
Exactly, man.
Y'all already know, man. We back. So, family. It's the Capping with the Crew. My name is 2KJ, and across from me, the brothers are back.
Yo, father is in the building. You better have that permission slip, or you ain't going on that field trip.
Exactly.
Off of hiatus, man. We back, bro.
Well, you know they've been calling Washington D.C. Pool party because we're just gonna check. But
that's crazy.
We gonna get that later, man. They call it a pool party
because before we left off, the finals was still in full effect, and we had predictions. Quan, you said the Nuggets was gonna win.
I said the Nuggets was gonna win.
Will, you said you wanted the Heat to win, but you were pretty sure.
Yeah, I wanted the Heat to win. I'm like, the Nuggets are clearly the better team.
Yeah, they were far better. So, like, at some point.
But.
There's a but.
I know we don't do ifs in basketball,
but.
If Jimmy Butler, his ankle was healthy, and they had Tyler Hero. I don't know. Because a lot of the games were close.
They were.
Yeah. They won a game.
Especially when it came down to like fourth quarter execution. That's something that really stood out for the Heat. It just came up short.
Yeah, man. But it was impressive that an 8 seed was able to get into the finals, man. That's kind of.
I feel like the seeding this year was just so wild, especially in the West, too. It was like, I think it was what, 2nd through 11? It was like a one game tie at one point.
The West is crazy.
Yeah. But. I feel like the East was just so jumbled. Just showing the fact that the Celtics almost came back from being 3-0 just shows you what the East was giving us this season. Like,
to be fair though, it's like, okay, they was down in that series, but LeBron was playing like and they still like, okay, Victor was down, even though he wasn't like such a key piece, he was still down, his own body. And then Tyler Hero, one of their leading scorers, was still down. And Jimmy got hurt. I think at the start of the series or whatever. So it's like, even if they came back, it's like y'all on paper got a better team. So y'all
right.
won in the first place. But the fact that y'all lost to that version of the Heat,
right? And then, yeah, it's just not- at home.
Like,
at home.
Nah, bro. It ain't never getting past that.
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown can't dribble his left hand.
Man,
there's a lot of shit going on, bro.
Yeah.
Facts, man. At that point, what did you guys think about Jokic's performance in the entire series?
Mid.
Impossible.
Bro, look who he was playing.
Impossible.
Bro, Ben was playing great defense.
Nah, I ain't gonna call it mid. I feel like. Like, if you're watching it in real time, you're like, oh, like, Jokic, he crazy. But then you, like, kind of sit back and look at the game, and the whole series is like, he should have done that. Who was guarding? Like, what was stopping him? He should have put those numbers up, if not more.
I mean, Bam Adebayo was a defensive all-star.
He is. And he was in the running for defensive player of the year.
He was.
I guess.
You guess.
He's so up and down.
He is very up and down.
Yeah.
Especially in the finals, he was scoring a lot more than he was in pretty much any other series. He was dropping like 20 and 10 damn near every game.
Yeah.
Not every game, but he had them flashes, and it's just like.
I mean, he was trying.
He was doing the best he could, man.
I guess.
With the circumstances, man, what do you. Like, I'm just saying, considering that this is his first NBA finals.
This is the second.
Oh.
They picked the Lakers.
No, that was the Western Conference finals, right?
No, they played the Lakers in the finals.
I was talking about Jokic.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about Bam.
My fault. Considering that, this is Jokic's first finals, you thought Bam would have had, like, a game plan, a whole strategic thing to try to take
Bam
something away.
But Bam's too little.
But the thing is, like, what can you do with that? Even if he was 7 feet one. Like,
especially when this is, like, your side hustle. He's like, look, brother, I'm just here to drop 40. I'm a dip.
Yeah,
like,
man.
I'm trying to get home.
He's too little to guard, yo.
I mean, who can guard him, yo, at the height?
And I'm not even like
he does a decent job. He does he does better job than most players do against the
right.
So
I feel like Brook Lopez gave him some gold too, just because of his style. His size,
yeah, his size.
He can move his feet. So that's Bam is just too little to like try to one on one. Like okay,
try to contain him.
Yeah, like nah.
I definitely agree.
He about to get those numbers on you.
Like, oh yeah,
you too little. You literally
because I got those yolk numbers right here.
We were really trying. 40? They tried to stop him from scoring, and then they tried to stop him from pass.
Like that's like, his best.
Yeah, you know that's not gonna happen.
Regardless, you
Bruce Brown about to get a damn Supermax based off these cuts he was getting
don't
from
and his Kobe Grinches, man.
Aaron Gordon.
Oh, his Kobe. I see it.
Aaron Gordon go get paid.
I was about to say. So him. So Bruce Brown, Aaron Gordon, and the third player, Austin Reeves.
Yeah.
For me, that's the third player where it's like through these playoffs, they're about to get paid like crazy. Like
the Lakers said they would match up to 100 for Austin.
I saw 80, but I'll pay at max 80.
I think that's still too much for him.
What? I think that's too much. Yeah, I think 80 too much.
I think 80 too much.
I think 80 too much.
Shoot. I know they love him. He gets
away. Give him a 2-year. You ain't got to give him no, oh, we locked him down 100 mil. 40. Nah, just give him a 2-year.
2-year, 40 mil? He gets a LeBron contract.
2-year, 40 mil?
I can't.
Hell
man.
No. Woo. We said 40?
Oh, I thought you won.
No. I say 4 years, 40 mil. Like, oh, hell no.
Get him for a vet minimum, man.
What you mean? But that's a LeBron contract.
He got his shoe, though, too.
Hey,
got
that shoe deal. Yo, good for him, man.
Good for him, bro. I'm not even hating on Austin as a player, but, like, specifically, if you're going to give out that type of money, like, you're expecting, like, a great deal of production. And with LeBron on your team, I don't think with LeBron and AD, I don't think he's gonna get as many shots as everyone's expecting him to. For that money,
but he
trade
AD.
He found
a way to make it kind of work when they played Denver. He was averaging like I think 18 or 20. He was
balling. He was saving them some of those games.
Yeah, that one game, he was holding them. I forgot which one it was, but he hit them 2 threes. They almost came back.
Oh. Yeah,
yeah, he's a bucket, man. I'm never gonna doubt his ability to produce. It's just trade the team AD that he's around, man. Like, that's only so many shots.
You also got to look at, does he want to stay in L.A.?
Who, AD? Because you should trade him.
Oh, for sure. I was telling y'all that, like, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, you did.
I'm talking about
2019, you were saying that.
Yes.
When he first got there, the like, get him out of here.
I was like.
Because the Bulls did want. I do. I remember this.
Y'all better ship him out because his value is about to go
but
down.
But then, at the end, though, he had, like, 3 years left on his contract. He had, like, 4 years left.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, trade AD for sure.
I would
max out.
They should have put. I really thought that Boston was gonna go after, but they didn't. So
Boston want everybody.
Yeah,
and Golden State.
Yeah, but
we gonna get the.
We are. But back to the finals. What did you guys think of Jimmy's performance? Were you disappointed? Did you think he couldn't do much more than he did? Or
I like the fact that he didn't use his injury as an excuse.
He never does. I love that.
So I think we can all appreciate that
for sure.
I like that Bam took that, like I said, a little bit of that scoring off of his shoulders a little bit, but
true.
Oh yeah.
And but I just didn't like the fact of at first they were just kind of like, oh man, we have all these undrafted players. That's what makes us great. And then later it was like, oh man, the reason we're not winning is because we have these undrafted players. I'm like, bro, you can't backtrack now.
Like, but back to what I was saying earlier, it's just like, well, if Jimmy wasn't hurt, I mean, they would have definitely had a better chance.
Yeah,
I mean,
they definitely would have had
Tyler
a better
Hero. It's like,
yeah,
because you had Kyle Lowry and Kevin Love playing good in like the last three games.
Oh
like,
yeah,
damn, I didn't know
I keep forget. I remember Kevin Love on this team more than Kyle Lowry, and Kyle Lowry's been on here longer.
You know what's crazy is that they didn't start using Kevin Love like I wanted to until it was like too late to me. Like
I don't know. I feel like they used
the floor.
Yeah. I feel like they used him right at the right time. He was taking a lot of charges.
Yeah, I agree with Quan. I feel like they definitely got him in there at the right time because.
Yeah.
He can't. Eric Spoelstra had to kind of just figure out like what's gonna work. Like,
it's just
he's super injury prone too.
A little bit. It's just
a tough team, man. That's a tough team to get matched up against. So.
Yeah, because Jimmy turned into a passer in the series because he was clearly aching some type of injury. Like he would drive, he would break down the defender, get to the lane,
and he couldn't.
It's like, oh, we got a floater,
he can't finish it. Like he couldn't. Like I don't know if it was the lift, but it was just off. He was just off, man. He just seemed like it was off when he was running up and down the court. So.
Right. So it would have been real interesting to see him not perform, see him perform, but not hurt, because he definitely would have gave him some more go.
Got to be frustrating, but yeah,
it's just crazy that like even after like Derek White game day as, they still couldn't close it out. That's still crazy to me. At home, like if I was Jason Tatum, I keep saying this, Bro, I would have dropped like, I would have dropped like 80 points. I would have dropped like 80.
He could, bro. They are both him and Brown. They're both to blame. Again,
yeah, like, I definitely agree.
It's 1,000% on them, bro.
It's 1,000. For me, it's a little bit more on Jason Tatum because that's
his team.
Yeah, like it's apparently your team.
Supposed to be.
You clutched them out in what was that game? No, that was actually against Philly. Yeah. So then they clutched out that series. So now they're talking about, okay, so now we're going against Miami. And now it's 3-3 at home.
He should have fucking ate against Miami.
Bro, when I tell you he should have fucking ate against Miami.
And it's crazy. They didn't. They literally had all the pieces.
I would have averaged 45 points.
You had Grant coming in. They ain't really played Pritchard. But
you had the six man of the year. Yeah.
Marcus Smart balling out. It's like.
You had your YouTube. Yeah, bro. That game bang.
How did this happen? Jaylen Brown turned the ball over. Jason Tatum missing shots, not taking shots. And it's like.
Derek White literally hit a game winner for you guys to save y'all ass. And we're going to get blown. It's just the fact that you get blown out at home. That's just baffling me.
Bro. And then, so it's like, are they finna pay both of these dudes? The Supermax?
Yeah. They have no choice. Really?
That's gonna be like over 700 mil?
This is the closest they've gotten to even get into like.
But how many years are we gonna keep saying that though? I mean, I know, okay, yeah, they're still young and all that, but. Because think about it, slowly but surely, like, the East is definitely gonna get better because you'll always have Milwaukee.
Right.
You'll always have Philly.
Yeah.
You always have Miami. And then.
Indiana's getting better.
There's other teams. The Cavs are probably a couple pieces away.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you guys a quick
Knicks
question?
Right, but yeah. What's up?
If Michael Jordan had 15 years and he had 6 championships, is the other 9 a failure?
No.
Is the other 9 a failure? I'm asking you.
You asking me?
I mean, that was what he said. I'm asking you.
Answer?
He was like, I'm asking you.
Okay.
Who said that?
That was Giannis.
In the interview.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But nah, my boy, you definitely followed it.
You fumbled. You fumbled. And I'm a fan of you.
I love Giannis.
Nah, bro. You fumbled, bro.
You, Chris right. Middleton, Brooke Lopez. We bro, rock I'm a fan
with Giannis,
of y'all.
Man. We rock with Giannis. And y'all captain with the crew,
by
man.
8 seed.
Y'all fumbled hard.
They've always had.
They just playing. Lost to the Hawks.
But
bro.
The funny thing,
they should have beat the Hawks.
You know what's funny to me? Jimmy never seemed like he's been nervous about Giannis. Like he looks at Giannis just like. Yeah, that's lunch, bro.
Same I'm way to, how Kawhi looked at him.
Cook. Yeah.
Like, for sure. That's for sure.
Like, I don't see like, you as
I got him.
Red.
Like, I got him.
He'll be all right. We good.
He probably didn't even say that much. He was like, who got him? Me.
Nah, you didn't see that. I forgot who it was. I think it was who? Was it Nick Nurse or whatever? I think he's telling the story of when they had lost that first game or whatever to the Bucks.
Right.
And then it was like, well, I'm kind of summing it up. He said Kawhi came in and said, I got him and walked out. And then that's when he was locking his ass up.
Right? Yeah, because I'm pretty sure what the Bucks won 2 games and then they won 4 straight, didn't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember correctly, yeah.
He was like, all right, Kawhi, get up here for this motivational speech.
I got him. And that's it. Hey,
open his door.
All right, we good.
Open his door.
I guess we good.
For real. We got shots.
If he confident,
yeah, for real.
That's
I got him. So it's like, I mean, they got a good shot in the East as a team, but it's like, wait, look at the Nets situation.
Facts.
Yeah. If they get like a star or something,
Mikal Bridges, I'll fuck around by one of his jerseys. He low key a bucket.
Bro, he didn't get the shots because Booker was shooting all them mugs.
Now he said, you want me to shoot? I get KD and Kyrie shots and all James Harden. And James
super
Harden.
Durable. Like, he don't be missing games and nothing like that.
Yeah, I think.
And he guarding played, the best player, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he hasn't missed not one game yet in the league.
3 seasons, right? Four now? It's 5.
I remember Westbrook had that record. Like, he had not missed a game since high school.
Yeah.
Until Pat Bev injured him.
Wow. I remember
but
that.
Yeah, bro. I mean, nah, bro. I think I feel like they for sure got to break that duo up.
Yeah.
It's not like you can't get a good return on Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
They clearly value Tatum more. And it's like, okay, well, flip Brown. Like, you can get.
I feel like this season is probably like, because they just went for Kristaps, this is probably like their last season
together.
Yeah, I think. But it's like, I think they're gonna try like one more time.
He doesn't move the needle though.
You said who doesn't?
They just needed a big man. Like he doesn't have to be.
I don't think they need little, but I think that was the GM's way of like, this is my last chance for a job. who is available right now that I can get right now? Kyrie Irving? Damn, I already did that.
Nah,
I already
did that. That, we could try, but
I don't think that's gonna work.
I mean, but let's talk about it for a second. I feel like that would.
I think so. Now with
Porzingis, I mean, is he gonna show up? Bro, yes, I don't know. Bro. But if he's there, I feel like that would fit.
I'm thinking about Kyrie Irving. I'm sorry, man.
I'm sorry. If he just has if it's him with Porzingis and the team right now, hell yeah, bro.
Kyrie and KP.
Yeah, Kyrie, KP, and the team that's constructed.
I'm saying like instead of KP.
I wonder what type of contract KP got.
Something stupid.
Know. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's ridiculous, and they're going to give it to him. So.
And Kyle Kuzma's throwing the Wizards, right?
He's trying to get traded, though.
Yeah, I know somebody said they're trying to get Kyle Kuzma. I'm trying to remember what team.
He's a good player.
It was like a couple teams. I know
It was one of those teams, yeah, and they said they were trying to trade for him right now. But in terms of the finals, man, I knew that the Nuggets was going to like kind of curse stomp them, but I'm glad that they got that first ring, man. Notable ones, they got that ring. Michael Porter Jr. The possession ends here. Porter Jr.
You showing his ass out.
Michael, bro, get Mello. The rebound. Porter Jr.
Mello reincarnated, you mean?
Bro, I'm a
pull. Fast break. Let me run to the 3-point line.
Bro, I'm
going to hit like, this jumbo, and I'm going to pull that.
I don't do this a lot, guys, but I was saying this about Michael Porter Jr. like, right as soon as he got like really like comfortable in the league, I'm like, bro, he is pulling this shit. This guy does not understand a 2-pointer. Like, it was he
catch
not,
it, looks at opponent, fire them up.
Bro, he doesn't even look at the opponent. He looks at the rim.
He bro, he's look like, at, I'm gonna cook him.
I gotta shoot it. I just gotta shoot it.
Barbecue chicken. It never seen a look he didn't like, bro. Barbecue chicken.
Every boom. He's never seen a shot.
This is good.
But the memes. I think me and Casey was watching the game. They had a fast break. He's leading the fast break.
I remember this so vividly, bro.
That back three. Nobody's in front of him.
Bro.
That back three.
We both said he got to shoot them.
At the same. I think that's the game we was recording.
Yeah, we was recording that.
Oh, he about to fire shoot that thing.
And guess what?
I think he stole the ball or something. It's like, okay. Step back three. He's not going to get lit. I don't think so.
Nah, of course not.
No.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And I think it was like from the wing.
I think one of those games.
He had the ball
I think
in the middle of the floor. How do you get from to a step back on top of that? It's a what?
One of those games where he went like 3-for-10 just from three.
That's I'm like, about right.
Oh no, I feel like for you be shooting that many shots, Mike Malone or Jokic, somebody got to be telling you to do this. Because if you're doing this much and it's still going on, somebody's telling you, oh, hey, bro, as soon as it touch your hands, pull it. I don't care.
Jamal, if I'm being honest, man.
Yeah, bro.
Like, shit. Jokic is going to either get the rebound and pass it to you, so somebody got to shoot.
They told him it's a 5-second rule. If the ball is in your hands for 5 seconds too long, shoot it. Don't even pass it. If the ball is in your hands after 5 seconds, turn it over.
That's how it's some Denver shit.
Yeah, turn it over. Throw it out of bounds.
It sounds like they're just stealing some old Spurs stuff, like the 3 seconds. If you got 3 seconds, either you score or you pass it. In 3 seconds, you make your decision.
Michael Porter Jr. said, I can score or score.
Or she score? Is.
He said the triple skirt is.
You said
the
triple skirt is score. Remember when Brooke Lopez first went to Milwaukee and they said, all he wants you to shoot? Remember how much he was shooting?
I do remember that.
I was like,
damn. He was breaking up. Shoot. He was breaking 3-point records.
Don't tell somebody that they want that you can shoot. Somebody who's been stifled, and then you tell them, "Yeah, go ahead and shoot."
Then Robin Lopez came. He started shooting threes.
I'm loving it.
I love it here.
Right.
Brooke was so happy, man. Brooke looked so happy too, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out that man, Jamal Murray. I remember a quick story about him. He was gonna come back because he went to Kentucky. John Calipari, yeah, so he went to Kentucky. And John Calipari told him, you're going to come out this year. And he was like, nah, man, I actually want to come back for my sophomore year. Like, I think I'm ready.
Goofy.
And John Calipari looked him straight in his face. And he said, what I just told you wasn't an option. Like, you're leaving this year, man. You ready right now. Like, you going top 10 right now. He said, you think so? He said, I know so. He said, I'm not going to let you come back. You leaving this year. And I think he went, what, 6th that year to Denver. And now he's an NBA champion.
He don't realize coach was plugged in. He's like, he getting calls like, I want to take him at 5. I want to take him at
He, bro, get out of here. No, I want to come in for my sophomore year. He, bro, shut the hell
you
up.
You're going to cost me a bag. Hell nah. Get on.
He, bro, come shut on. The hell up.
Get this under the table money real quick. Come on.
Whoa, he was like, bro, whoa. I just already selected all my classes, man. My girlfriend, he, bro.
Fuck him.
Bro, we going to the fucking draft.
You rather go to class or be a millionaire?
Or be a millionaire.
It's not that hard.
All you got to do is play basketball.
Even the education heat. Bro, I already ripped up your school schedule. I already told the chancellor you can't come back.
You are banned.
You are banned.
You can't.
You can't go to Duke. Mm-hmm. You can't go to North Carolina.
Nope.
You
can't. That shit over.
It's over, man.
Man, hey, man.
You've already right, declared.
Though. Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. But shout out to Udonis. You had Haslam as well, man. His last finals. His last
year. He almost took him there.
He almost. Oh, my goodness.
He almost
man.
Got him over the hump.
Yeah.
20 that years. Been beautiful, man. That would have been
it awesome. Was 20 years, wasn't it?
Something yeah. like that, yeah.
Yeah.
If not.
He don't come back. He don't be on the coaching staff.
He has to be.
On some Tim Duncan shit. Wait, crazy dread.
Tim Duncan. Oh, he came back for like what? Two games?
Yeah. Remember, he was the head coach head? For one of those games, remember? Yeah,
he actually coached. Oh, right. He did.
Yeah, he was actually the head coach.
And then he just disappeared.
Literally, he just disappeared.
The most Tim Duncan thing,
man. Yeah, that's him. Man. I don't know, man, but I feel like the finals was dope. I think they said it was the most watched since the Cavs. Won that 3-1 series.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah, good times, man.
So,
yeah.
Finals MVP for Jokic. He said he lost the trophy already.
Yeah, he said left it in the room. He came back. It was gone.
And it was gone.
It'd be like that, man.
It was
and that's gone. The right person to do it to, though. You know, like Jokic would be the one person. Right. Who, right, yeah. Like they could have stolen and just been like, yeah, we boy, know Jokic don't care.
I'm Greg Hamilton at home. Like, boy, I'm Finals MVP. Ain't no name on here. I'm Finals MVP.
Y'all see Mike Malone?
What?
When he got drunk at the parade.
At the parade.
That boy off his ass.
Bro, have you seen how much he's been talking about the Lakers
about
lately,
the
though?
Lakers?
For no reason, just still stomping on that grave. I ain't mad at it. Go ahead.
It's because remember when he was playing the Lakers, that's all they kept talking about.
Yeah. Plus the Lakers, yeah. And they swept them.
And LeBron hit him with that retirement when they were supposed to be the retirement talk.
Yeah.
When they were supposed to be celebrating the Nuggets and they were supposed to have their moment finally. And then the whole day, all they talked about was LeBron maybe retire.
I mean, I would have too.
It's more Grand ratings.
Shit.
Better ratings, man.
I mean, because we all knew how that series was going to go. They swept them. No, so
it was over.
Yeah. It wasn't really like too surprising, no. I guess.
Some people thought the Lakers was going to win, though.
Really?
That's that Tony stuff.
Oh, wait. The Lakers fans. I be forgetting, man. They really love
Shout out Mike. Man. Shout out Chyson.
Yeah. Shout out to them, man. Actually,
his second favorite team.
Didn't I say that the Lakers was going to win the championship? Like, episode at the beginning of the year with Westbrook
like still there.
I think you said the Golden State like Warriors.
Nah, I'm pretty sure I said
it.
I had the Westbrook jersey, man. I remember that.
I remember you saying. So that's another question we're gonna ask later. Where the hell is Westbrook going, guys? But we gonna
I need to get into it.
We gonna get to that one later. Too,
right. Man. Anything about the finals, y'all? Considering.
Yeah, that's about it.
The ending of it, like,
I'm happy
for Yoke, man. Yeah. I think we all are. And
new NBA champions, of course.
Like, seriously, man. Like, we are very happy that he was able to get over the hump. And I just wish we got to see Embiid versus Yoke, honestly. That was the dream. That way the MVP, and we get to...
Can Philly beat Miami?
Come on, man. Mm. Embiid's dropping 40, averaging 40.
That's what Jason Tatum was saying.
If Bam can't guard Yoke, I don't know.
Man. Exactly. If he can't guard Yoke, what's the thing gonna do?
I'm gonna mind my business, bro. But yeah, man, let's finish this segment on the finals, man. Like considering watching it, how did you guys enjoy it? Like,
I mean, I was satisfied.
The games were good.
Games were decent. 4-1 wasn't a sweep.
Yeah.
It was a decent fight. Opponent, but we all knew it was up.
Right.
Made my little money off the finals.
Mm-hmm.
It was good because we knew Miami wasn't just gonna like lay down.
Oh yeah.
At times they did, but yeah, we know they people have a decent fought series.
Yeah, man. Well, that's the NBA finals. We appreciate y'all for listening.
Kawhi's only 30.